Hey, what's up? This B, this the Who That Podcast Food Reviews. We are back for season 2 of the Food Reviews. It's our inaugural episode, and we have switched up the format a little bit. But as always, we are the Captain Paco.
What's up, y'all?
And as you see, we actually have a guest with us on the Food Reviews. You know what I mean? Usually it's just us and we are ducked off in our kitchen at the bottom of the mothership and everything, but we have a real live guest who is the chef of the food that we're gonna be trying here today, and her name is Victoria Carrizales. I've been practicing that. I had to lean back when I said
4 minutes of practicing.
But Victoria was so nice to let us review her food, let us try her food for the first time, and the food being tacos.
Birria tacos.
The birria tacos, yes, let me be specific. These are birria tacos. So these are the tacos that you dip, right?
Yep.
Yes.
And that's what makes them called that? Okay, or is
from
that your brand?
From my understanding, birria means lamb, and when you go to the other restaurants, you're getting lamb. You can get them in different meats.
Yeah.
This is obviously not lamb.
Right.
I do lamb. But yeah, this is soup that you dip it in. It's just a broth.
Nice.
I just put my little spin on it. I followed a recipe the first time that I made it, and I was like, okay, well, I think it would be better if I added all of these. And once I did that, everyone's like,
oh, nice.
So,
and this is jalapeno ranch, correct?
Jalapeno.
No, I'm just kidding.
So when's the last time you had tacos?
The last time I had, now, are we talking fast food tacos or are we talking?
Yeah, no Taco Bell.
The last time I had tacos, it's probably been 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yeah.
With some real tacos?
Yeah. I get a lot of like guacamole with the pico and everything. I'll go get that because it's kind of like a healthy snack, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It can't be true. I think you're doing that.
Yeah.
Last time I had some tacos is, Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
I don't think it counts. Because I was really drunk already, so I don't know what it tasted like.
You know, I didn't get no... You know, I guess Mexican food.
Yeah.
On Cinco de Mayo, what I did do is I got a to-go order of frozen margaritas.
Yep.
That's
you
what
go.
I did.
There
so
you go.
I was like, I'm getting drunk.
Just think it's Mexican food.
Yeah. Technically.
All right. So, what is the name of your restaurant?
That has still not been decided.
Yeah. Are you telling me you need to have a branding meeting with me? Or we'll come
maybe,
up with
yes.
Okay.
Well, like, tacos is the thing that I've done consistently. Mm-hmm. I do all sorts of other stuff. Like, I've sold...
You be chefing it up.
Yeah, like, I've sold pastelaya because one girl was like, I really just want you to make some. Can you make some homemade that's not a regular, like, Alfredo sauce?
Okay.
Like, yeah, I can throw that on that.
Nice.
I sold that. Gumbo, I've made gumbo, red beans and rice. And all of it's homemade stuff. It's not, like, just from a box.
Right.
It's all homemade.
Nice.
Enchiladas. I did homemade enchiladas with my homemade, enchilada sauce and all that. So it's not
flexing,
really, yeah, it's not really just tacos. So everybody's like, you're the taco lady. I literally was getting stuff for tacos one morning and this guy drives by and his system started and I just kind of looked and I was like, I'm gonna just go in the store. And he was like, hey. And I was like, oh shit. And he's like, you're that taco lady, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, that's me.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm known as now, but I don't know about calling myself the taco lady because I don't do just tacos.
Right. Where can they get you?
Yeah.
How can they contact you for the food?
Snapchat or Facebook for now. It's really the only place. I haven't made myself like a business page.
Right.
We can get you set up.
I definitely need to do that because it's time. Yeah. I'll just say that. It's definitely time.
Well, just on the, I don't know if we're going to edit this part out or not. But we do the social media.
Yeah.
Marketing.
So we can manage that for you.
Yeah.
Because this type of thing, we can come and record you doing this process. You need like TikTok.
Yeah.
Foods and like what you show them with the pineapple and
everything. Yeah, that's how I started. I took pictures of stuff and I posted it and then I made a TikTok. And once I made a TikTok and shared that one TikTok, I got so many orders, and I was like, I'm gonna need somebody to help me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my best friend Rachel, she's been there. She's been throwing down with me. She did meal day with me, and I told her, I was like, you're front of the house. You do it however you want. You make up the prices however you want for whatever. Mm-hmm. You just tell me what I'm cooking. I will make anything. They want their onions cooked for their nachos. Got it.
Yeah.
They want their cilantro fresh and not cooked. Got it. Like, you just tell me what I'm doing. You run how you want. And it was perfect. Like, that was the first time that her and I have ever set up anything.
And it was a success.
It was so fun. Yeah. It was so fun.
That's
so
the important part. Yeah. Of
yeah,
it. If
that,
it's not
yeah.
fun.
Yeah, if it's not fun, then you shouldn't be doing it.
Right, so. Absolutely. I tell people that all the time.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
What are you
I'm
about
so
to eat
sorry.
First? What do you got lined up here?
Yes. So the food that I have the chicken and the beef with the steak because I don't eat pork.
I've got the pork in here.
Let me lead it up, man.
Okay.
He was so ready to claim that.
I got
like,
the pork.
Don't worry. It's here.
Don't worry. Pig mine. That nigga.
His own deck.
Right.
He was so ready.
What is that?
The way he cut his eye.
Don't you disrespect pork, nigga.
I got it. So, I'm going to eat the chicken first.
Okay. If you do the chicken.
Because I'm black.
Yeah. I'll do the pork. Fuck it. I'm going to do the pork first. Let's do the first bite before we dip it.
All right. I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect that. Okay.
Cheers.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
What kind of cheese is it?
Mozzarella.
Is it mozzarella?
Mm-hmm. I only use mozzarella.
Okay.
You can do it with whatever cheese you want. I just
like the choice. Yeah, I like the cheese. I was just curious.
It gets like, it melts really good and it doesn't get very greasy when it melts. And then when it's cooking, it'll just kind of get crunchy on the outside, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I like it.
You dipping now?
I'm dipping mine. Because the mozzarella, I don't think I've had mozzarella in beer. Yeah.
I don't know what they use at the restaurant.
They use queso fresca if it's hard, like that, and then they use another queso. So, I guess.
I've never really asked, but I'll just give it twice. Now, the sauce that you're dipping it in, a lot of people, I mean, I have several people that'll just order just the sauce.
Yeah, it's got a tiny bite, not a strong bite.
Yeah.
Your kids could eat this.
Yeah, my kids eat it. Like, they're like, I want the spiciness. They eat the jalapeno ranch with chips all the time.
Right.
They love it.
Try the ranch for me.
That's like
what you scared of?
I don't eat ranch.
Oh,
you don't eat ranch? It's not ranch. Like, it's ranch seasoning.
And
that's what's on it.
That's definitely
got
so
it. You're eating it now.
It's good.
Ranch seasoning.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I'm already, so that's that taste I already had.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I
dip?
I like dipping it in there and then.
Do just the jalapeno.
You should try it that way.
So, no, when I dip you, did we dip? No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
Let's try it.
Okay. All right.
That was good.
This is officially my first time knowing I'm eating ranch.
Well, it's just ranch seasoning.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still.
So, when it
my
is.
First
okay, I'll let you eat it first.
It's got a little bite to it.
It's got a little
kick,
yeah.
But it's good. Good jalapeno ranch does have a bite.
I like that kick.
Yeah, it's good, right?
So,
oh my goodness.
I stole the recipe. We'll just say I stole it. One of my best friends was like, please make the jalapeno ranch that Chewy's restaurant makes because I don't know how. So I looked it up and all of their like knockoff recipes on TikTok or whatever call for mayonnaise.
Yeah.
I don't feel a need to have mayonnaise.
There's no mayonnaise in here?
No.
I only eat yours.
Yes.
From now on,
it doesn't need mayo, y'all.
I only eat yours.
I don't. There's no reason to have mayonnaise in it. To me, there's none. Like,
tell them,
there's
tell
none
me.
Whatsoever.
I'm listening.
So mine.
Why
is
do
just,
you think that? Why do you?
I just. I don't know. Mayonnaise.
You can still make good ranch without it, right?
Yeah.
Look at you being a chef.
I don't see why they would, because it already has sour cream in it.
Right.
And that's why I said I'll let you eat it first because. I did that to one of my friends. I forgot that she didn't eat sour cream. And I had her try it, and then somebody
she loved it.
She did, but somebody came in like 5 minutes after, he was like, "Hey, can I get a side of sour cream?" I was like, "I don't have any, but the jalapeno ranch is made with it." And she just mean mugged me so bad. Sorry, Rachel, I still love you.
So it's the beef and the mini tacos. Is that just the steak that's in these?
Yeah, it's steak. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Every now and then I'll use brisket if it's. I don't know, cheaper for me to buy. It usually is.
Brisket,
yeah, because you get a big old slab of brisket versus a small portion of like chuck and stuff. Mm-hmm. And all the meat is cooked the night before, slow, all night long. It's done.
I got a smoker, let me know.
Yeah, I told him I want to be consistent on a couple of days throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. We're going to do, my friend Rachel and I, we're going to do Taco Tuesday, Thursdays, and then smoked out Saturdays.
Oh, nice.
Saturdays we're gonna smoke all of our meat, and we'll probably make tacos and nachos, and we haven't decided on what we're gonna make. We're just gonna smoke our meat
right
on Saturdays and call it smoked out Saturdays. So
I like the meat, it's got a good flavor.
I mean, this is juicy.
This is so damn good.
Hold the flavor.
It is so good, and you didn't skimp on the meat.
No. You know, I don't ever skimp on the meat.
Most tacos skimp on the meat. Even like, and I still enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But
I
you're just, like, damn, I can use more meat. Yeah.
This is buzzing. I'm going for another dip on the ranch.
I think.
The no mayo ranch.
I like the beef in the sauce.
Yeah.
That's probably my favorite in the sauce. And then the pork, I like it better than the jalapeno,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's how my daughter is. Mm-hmm. But honestly, she'll take the meat and.
And these are all corn tortillas, aren't they?
I used to use flour. The flour ones, they do get crispier, and I like them. But I don't know. I like the corn more.
I like the authenticity.
Yeah,
of
the corn. That's what a lot of people say. And the flour ones can get very greasy.
Yeah.
They hold the grease.
Right.
And the flour.
Yeah.
The corn doesn't do that. So.
I like the beef more than the chicken.
Yeah.
Because it's just so tender. It's so good. I would love if you just had like just that meat almost like.
Yeah, we did.
Nachos, right?
We did nachos.
Oh my god, yeah.
I did like nachos for meal day. But
like I'm picturing like just to wrap it up yourself, you can put as much as you want like on your salad or whatever. Like, you know, the meat is so well cooked. Mm-hmm. It is so good. Like the chicken was very good.
Yeah.
But that beef is just robust flavor. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. My god.
Yeah, for meal day we did brisket.
Take the camera off from cameraman. You know what I'm saying?
I made the nachos. They were just birria nachos. I had the meat and I reheated it on my flat top, but I put that sauce on it while it was heating with onion and cilantro and things like that. And then you get cheese and jalapenos, whatever you wanted on your nachos. A lot of people like them loaded, some people didn't. But they were really good.
How long have you been doing this? You're just tacos?
The first time I made them was Cinco de Mayo last year. I didn't start selling until 1 month after, so it's been about a year.
Wow.
So what was up with the name, girl?
What was
your catalyst for it, though? Like, what was it that made you go from making them at the house and giving to your neighbors and
just
blessing people and everything to be like, you know what, I'm going to take a step into entrepreneurship based on my own...
Because I made them for, you know, my neighbors. I was having a Cinco de Mayo party, and... Mm-hmm. I saw these at several like places. People were like, "Where can I find these? Where can I find these?" Mm-hmm. And I was like, "I'm gonna try to make those." So I made them, and they were so good that Jasmine, her kids, they were eating them with the cilantro and the onion in it. Didn't have no clue, and I couldn't keep them on like a pan. When I was done making them, I would just put them on here. I couldn't keep any on the pan. Mm-hmm. Her kids, my kids, all the other neighborhood kids, they were just gobbling them up.
Down.
Yes. And then a friend of mine was like, I've never had those tacos with the motor oil. So I made them for her. And then I had another person ask me to make them some. And I was like, this is a meal that is pretty time consuming. because that sauce, you have to take peppers and cook them and then put them in the blender and strain them, and it's time consuming.
Right. And you cooking the meat the night before.
And low and slow and all that stuff. I was like, I wonder what they taste like outside of me, because I've kind of perfected my recipe. Mm-hmm. So I went to a couple of different places and I was like, oh yeah, I need to be selling these. Because I'm the shit right now.
It's surprising how many, like, Mexican restaurants you can go to and the stuff is nowhere near authentic.
Yeah.
Or they'll, man.
Or they'll have some difference. I'm like, yo, this is, y'all are Mexican. Y'all are, you
right.
know,
why
like
are
Latin
you cooking something authentic? Yeah, no, I've been to several places. I like, you know, refried beans and some cheese, and I can always tell when it's canned beans.
Oh, yeah.
Always. And I'm just like, man, that's a shame.
I'm appalled when I get some sort of, like, processed avocados or guacamole, you know what I mean? I'm like,
or just guacamole in general that's just smashed up avocados and hardly anything in it.
Right.
When I make it, I have a couple of jalapenos in there. I've got fresh tomato, fresh cilantro, fresh red onion, and, and seasoning and stuff. Like, I like it.
Because that's the only way I can eat guacamole. Because so
if it's fresh.
Yeah, so I can definitely take it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, from a jar or something.
And so then when
the consistency.
So when I get it, if it's not the real thing, I'm at a big loss. I'm mad.
Yeah, me too. Like, big man.
So I actually got to the point where I just would have to wait till I'm at a friend's house.
To be able to have it.
Yeah, because this is like, I don't know what y'all coming from that kitchen with.
Right.
And I'm mad at them. I'm ready to go home and get the dipping, man.
Yeah.
Did you do a full size yet? Full size taco? Did you try that yet?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
You know what I mean? No, too.
Man, all right. Man, it was winning.
Now, I did do shrimp a couple of weeks. They just sold so fast. But I was cooking the shrimp fresh. Yeah. I didn't have it cooked the night before or nothing. Because I feel like shrimp is fast.
See, I want my shrimp. When I get a shrimp taco, I want it very basic. Like,
why?
I don't know. I just like the flavor. Like, like, I've gotten a lot of places. We'll put like this coleslaw type mix on it.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't want that. I don't want coleslaw even sold or legalized in the USA.
Right.
You know?
There's no business.
But if you give me a shrimp taco with, you know, seasoning, just some cheese, a little bit of lettuce, and they have like a white sauce sometimes they put, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Don't give me a bunch of shit on my shrimp taco. Yeah. I'd be mad at a motherfucker.
I just cooked it fresh just because it's fish. I feel like fish needs to be cooked and served fresh, especially shrimp and seasoning. That's literally all I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then it came with the cilantro and onion and cheese. Throwing it all together. But they sold so fast that I couldn't keep up.
Right.
So I was like, yeah. I'll do that occasionally.
That's some stuff you cook up when the bills get behind a little bit.
Yeah.
You be like, well, I gotta make some quick money.
Jumbo shrimp tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is
amazing.
I'm very satisfied. All right, so what drinks? You got to pair up some drinks with these types of, maybe some specialized drinks.
Whenever I'm enjoying them,
pineapple or
Stella.
Or Corona. Usually you got pineapples and stuff. I need to get one of them pineapples done with some mojito tacos.
Yeah.
And I just, because these flavors.
Margaritas and tacos.
Yes. You come
to. But see, if I make an actual margarita.
My goodness.
With these pineapples and actually put tequila in them, y'all probably going to get really drunk because y'all can't taste it. Like, it's got a lot of tequila in it.
Okay.
Like a good, I wouldn't say a lot, but it's got a good portion of tequila in it. But.
Got my nose on it a little bit.
That's always a good thing, though.
Right.
Clear out the sinuses.
Right.
But yeah, because I'll put fresh mango and fresh pineapple. If I gut out that pineapple, I'm using that pineapple juice and the pineapple in the mixture.
Yeah.
And mango and pineapple are going to kill that tequila taste, so you're not.
Yeah, mango is a neutralizer.
I'll tell you a dish I make. You can use it too.
Okay.
So I take a pineapple. Cut it in half, hollow it out, and I'll cook Spanish rice with shrimp, and then I'll put some goat cheese on top, dice up some avocado, mix it in there, and serve it in the pineapple.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
I don't know what the dish was called, but they had shrimp and something in the pineapple, but they grilled it. Have you ever had grilled pineapple
before?
Oh, yeah, yes. It's so good.
Yep.
So good. Especially like
grilled pineapple, strawberries.
Yeah, strawberries. watermelon. Oh,
yeah, all of that.
So people don't throw anything grill on the grill. Yes, anything and everything.
A lot of people don't know about that.
I wonder what that tastes like on the grill. Yeah. Just try it. You can't go wrong.
8 times out of 10, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And if it's not, that might have been the person that was just grilling.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Didn't know how to season it. Or
mm-hmm. Come on now.
Too much lighter fluid in the grill.
That's what I'm gonna say. Come on. Especially like, I'll use a gas grill, but I'm real big on yes, because you can throw wood chips in there, and I know you can do that on a gas grill, but
it's not the same.
Well,
your best bet is to get the combo, because if you grill a lot, you're not cleaning that charcoal every day.
Yeah, I mean I am, because I have to take it inside. I have a little small one now.
You grill inside?
No.
Oh, okay.
I take the grill inside afterwards, because you leave with the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, they like to mess with.
You must be on the first floor.
Yes, yep. I'm on the bottom floor.
There it is.
Unfortunately. Mm-hmm. It's
the first floor.
I mean, I chose that, but when I chose it, it was because I had so many children to bring up in my arms. And I was like, I'm not walking up a flight.
Exactly.
Not even one flight.
And you weren't expecting them.
No.
No. Go mess with my grill.
Not
it's
only
great
that,
on grocery day.
Yeah, it's great on grocery day. That's for sure.
Sure.
So, tell everybody where they can find you this Friday.
This Friday, I will be in front of Precision Cuts. I think the address is 1803 Carmack Boulevard.
Across from Blacksite.
Yes, mm-hmm. Right in front of Precision Cuts. We will have birria tacos, quesadillas, nachos, and you can choose any of your meat. You can choose brisket, pork, or chicken. I might do some shrimp. I don't know, I haven't really decided on that, but we'll have drinks and stuff like that too. Some sweets, I don't know what sweets we'll have just yet, but we have a very big selection of what we're gonna have.
Do you make like tres leche cake and stuff?
Yes. Mm. I make a churro cheesecake also.
Nigga, you almost made me spit this drink out.
I need that.
It's really good.
That.
And then if you put some strawberry on top.
I don't need that.
You just need the churro.
Churro cheesecake.
I don't know if I have any.
What do I have to do to get that?
I can make you a whole churro cheesecake.
When can we do that?
I can make it tomorrow.
So let's talk real quick, because we always talk price point.
Absolutely.
Okay,
what you guys saw here was kind of a mixture.
Hold on,
of the business.
Let me get back. Hold on.
Okay.
Pause the scene. I got excited.
We're back.
Wait, nigga, I gotta do the editing. Hold on. Okay, we back.
All right. So what you saw here was a collaboration of the full size tacos and the minis. So there's 3 tacos in an order.
Mm-hmm. In order.
And what's the price point for that?
They're $10 for
3
tacos per plate. You get a soup to dip them in, your motor oil, and then you get a side of jalapeno ranch. You don't have to get the jalapeno ranch.
The jalapeno ranch is good.
It's spicy.
I like the jalapeno. I'm more of a jalapeno ranch than I am. You said it's called the sauce.
Yeah.
Really?
But that's just my preference.
Bold.
They both taste wonderful.
I like taking the soup and just putting meat in it and eating it like, as a soup.
Yeah.
It's really good like that. My daughter does the same thing too. That's 3
Even though it's just ranch season, and how you explain it is, it's ranch to me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, like, this is literally my first time trying anything that resembled or was called title
ranch
at all.
Right.
And you like it?
It is so good.
Thank you. I'm glad
you
like
it.
I'm glad I brought
really
you to the ranch.
You really have to be this one. That's me yours.
So how are the minis plated?
The minis, I don't really sell them.
Okay.
I just do them for situations like this. My kids' dentist office, they wanted to order some, and I just made a sample of them. Just because there's so many people, they weren't sure if they actually wanted to.
Right,
you know.
I understand.
So I just make the mini ones. I make them for family and stuff like that, but I don't really sell them.
Okay, all right.
What's the goal of this? You want a restaurant? You want a food truck?
I want a food truck.
I don't want a restaurant.
Restaurant, I've worked in several of them.
Brick
some
and
of
mortar
them chain, yeah. Some of them are chains, and some of them are mini, you know, local owned. And I just prefer a food truck because I can go wherever I want. I can post up by this bar and stay there for however many days or whatever, and then I can go to the next bar. If I want to go down to my hometown in Brobridge, Louisiana for the Crawfish Festival, I can do that.
Okay. So.
It really does. It keeps your restaurant fresh.
Yeah.
You show up too much at the same place and you can go work Franklin for a little bit and come back. And,
People, where you at? Where you at? Oh, y'all miss me? I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm coming back.
I'll be there next week.
So, how close are you to that dream?
You gotta get a name. You gotta give us a name.
Yeah, I need to get a name and actually look into it. I just started telling them and then life happens, you know.
It does happen.
And I haven't made myself, okay, you actually need to look into what you have to do and where you are on getting.
That's the way I am right now. I'm like,
yeah.
I have to close this. Look at him still eating. Dripping on the mothership. You see that, y'all?
Man, I mean, this is awesome.
This is what it's time for. I know everybody hates how I do this, but.
It is slow time, but we cannot both be smoking in the same time.
I'm not smoking. I'm gonna Samuel Jackson it. Do it just like this. All these motherfucking tacos on the mothership.
On this motherfucking ship.
Oh yeah, on this motherfucking ship.
This is really, truly, very.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. I've wanted to try them. I saw them on Jasmine's promoting Really Tough.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm gonna try it one day.
Yeah.
You know, how many days a week do you sell?
I only do them on Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, so Taco Tuesdays.
You have to make sure you get them on Tuesday.
See, I would almost offset because people do Taco Tuesdays. Sometimes they're on sales on Taco Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. Like a Taco Thursday, and fuck the game up. Be the only motherfucker doing Taco Thursday.
Yeah, I thought, well, see, we're going to do Thirsty Thursdays. We're going to do the drink out of the pineapple. We don't have food to do. So I'll probably do the tacos on the Thursday. Awesome. I might switch it up and like do enchiladas on one of those Thursdays the next week. Just because, I mean...
Why not?
I mean, enchiladas are good too. But
Get full
again. You ready for that?
like a big happy ass dog. just rub that nigga belly in.
Man. Yeah.
Ready for a nap, huh?
That's the last step there. Rub the belly. Oh, it's over.
It's over with. I'd like to thank you for coming on the mothership for Who That Reviews.
Thank you for having me.
Whenever you get your next endeavor, your next plate, let us know. We'll have you come back.
Okay.
And she said she'll be outside of Precision Cuts. That's across from Black Sack. That's off of Carmack. That'll be on Friday the 13th. And she does this every Tuesday. You contact her. We'll put her information in the video where you can contact her and just, you know, reach out. $10, get you some good tacos, man. And get you some jalapeno ranch or the sauce, whichever you prefer.
They come with both of it, but if you don't want them, you
right. Get you it's like clear liquor and brown liquor. your white sauce or your brown sauce. Mm-hmm. It's like your gravy. You got your white gravy or your brown gravy. You know, whatever you want, you know?
Hey, and make sure that you are paying attention for Thirsty Thursdays too.
Right.
I want to try.
Smoked out Saturdays.
Smoked
all
out Saturdays.
All the meat is going to be smoked. I don't know what we're going
to
make.
Yeah, you got to explain when you're talking to people.
Well, when we get there, we just decided.
Smoked out Saturdays.
No, not yet.
Turn around like, what are you doing?
I wish. Not right now.
Come on,
Biggie. But Taco Tuesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, and Smoked Out Saturdays.
Saturday.
Deciding on what we're
going to
be making on those days, but
Brandon, let's take us out, man.
Yes, y'all make sure that you stay tuned into the show every Sunday at 6:00. I'm so happy right now in full. But
I'm like, oh man,
I'm so happy right now. I'm about to get a churro cheesecake. But y'all make sure that you watch the show every Sunday 6:00. New episodes. Season 3 is going strong. Next month, we're going to be talking about the culture. I just went live on the Who That page doing a quick reaction and review about the Kendrick Lamar new single, The Heart, Part 5, that came out. Check that out. Just stay tapped in. Stay blessed. Don't stress. Life is just a test.
Who that?
Who that?
G, take us fucking out.